Election results of the world's largest democracy by the oldest and the most trusted broadcaster of the country.
On 4th of June, every minute's update of vote counting from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Know who took the lead and who trailed.
Accurate information from every seat. Who won and who lost.
Listen to what we the people of India decided.
Tune into Akashwani Gold and other Akashwani channels for Lok Nirnay 2024.
This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Apugapak. Counting of votes for 543 Lok Sabha seats are being held across the country. The counting, which started in morning today, is still going on in many constituencies. Results have also been declared for most of the states. According to the latest update, BJP has won 109 seats and is leading in 130 seats. Indian National Congress has won 43 seats and is leading in 56 seats. In Uttar Pradesh, Samajwadi Party has won 11 seats and is leading in 27 seats. BJP has won 12 seats, including Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Varanasi seat, and is leading in 20 seats. Indian National Congress has won 3 seats, including Rahul Gandhi's Raebareli seat, and is leading in 3 seats. In Bihar, JDU has won 1 seat and is leading in 11 seats. On the other hand, BJP has won 4 seats and is leading in 8 seats. In Andhra Pradesh, Chandrababu Naidu's TDP party has won 1 seat and is leading in 15 seats and has got the maximum seats in the state. In Karnataka, BJP has won 17 and is leading in 9 seats. BJP is on the way to clean sweep for the 7 seats in Delhi, 4 seats of Himachal Pradesh and 19 seats of Madhya Pradesh. In West Bengal, All India Trinamool Congress has won 4 seats and is leading in 25 seats. BJP is leading in 12 and Indian National Congress 1 seat. In Arunachal Pradesh, BJP has retained both the Arunachal East and Arunachal West parliamentary seats. Union Minister Kiran Rijiju and Tapar Gao have retained their respective seats. Union Minister Kiran Rijiju defeated senior Congress leader and former Chief Minister Navam Tuki by a margin of 1,738 votes. Rijiju has defeated Tuki in 2 consecutive elections now. Rijiju got 2,5,417 votes and Tuki 1,4,679 votes. In Arunachal East parliamentary seat, sitting BJP MP Tapar Gao has beaten senior Congress leader and former minister of the state Bosiram Siram by 30,421 votes. Tapar Gao got 1,45,581 votes and Bosiram Siram got 1,15,160 votes. In Arunachal Pradesh legislative elections, the counting of which was held on June 2, BJP won 46 seats in the 60-member house and has retained power in the state. In Assam, BJP is leading in 9 seats in the fight for the 14 Lok Sabha seats. Indian National Congress is leading in 3 seats, Assam Gana Parishad is leading in 1 and UPPL in 1. Indra Sang Subba from Sikkim, Krantikari Morcha has won the single seat of Sikkim. For the 2 seats of Manipur, Indian National Congress is leading in both the seats. In Meghalaya, Voice of the People Party and Indian National Congress has won 1 seats of the 2. Zoram People's Movement, ZPM, has won the 1 seat of Mizoram. Indian National Congress has won the Nagaland single seat, and in Tripura, both seats were won by BJP. NCP Chief Sharad Pawar has said that the party has recorded an amazing strike rate as it leads in 7 out of the 10 seats it contested in Maharashtra. Addressing a press conference in Mumbai today, Pawar said the results are inspiring and encouraging with the state assembly polls scheduled later for this year. The Reserve Bank of India has informed that a total value of 2,000 rupee banknotes in circulation has declined to 7,755 crore rupees at the close of business on 19th May 2024, exactly a year after the RBI had announced withdrawal of the said currency notes. In a statement issued on Monday, RBI stated that the banknote continues to remain legal tender. RBI has added that the window for deposit and or exchange of 2,000 rupee banknote continues to remain available at the 19 issue offices of RBI. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.